Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Batch After Dark with Erin and Kelsey, and we are so excited you joined us. Kelsey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I am very blessed right now because we just had a rolling blackout and we were almost unable to do this episode, and that would have broken my heart. So I'm very happy that the universe turned on the power literally right before we were supposed to record. So thank you to whoever I need to thank out there. I'm so grateful.
Me too.
So you guys, thank you so much for listening to Rudy's episode. We had the best time making that episode for you. Rudy was incredible. If you haven't listened, please tune in. She was so raw and real and vulnerable. I mean, Kelsey, were you just blown away by Rudy?
Oh my goodness. It was so fun. Even just like listening back, it was like just as entertaining. She did so great. She's like an open book.
She was, and she didn't even use a safe word, which still blows my mind.
No, not even
brave
once.
Woman.
She, yeah, no, all she did was make sure that her little sister wasn't listening outside her door.
Yeah, a couple times she had to check in. That was too cute. And just so protective. I loved that.
Me
big sister
too.
Watching out for little. So if you guys haven't listened, please do go check it out. And thank you guys so much for all of our 5-star reviews. You guys have blown our minds with how supportive you've been.
Thanks,
if
fam.
If you guys like this podcast, please, 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 please go and review. It means the world to us. It is how we will be able to continue to do this. So we appreciate it so, so much. It's on Apple Podcasts. You can leave that review. We really appreciate you. And we will always shout you out when we see those reviews.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. So we wanted to come and talk to you guys tonight because we were thinking that we need to bring on a few special guests, and not just some guests, but co-hosts, special co-hosts. So we're going to talk about who those people are going to be because, you know, Kelsey and I are moms. We talked about that. We're busy moms and our schedules don't always coincide. Mm-hmm. So we have to be real. We got to keep it real, right? That's what this is all about, is keeping it real. And we have to realize that sometimes we won't be able to record together. Now, I know ideally we always want to be able to do that, but sometimes we just can't. So in that case, we have two very special friends of ours that have become our special co-hosts. So we're going to talk to you a little bit about those special people. The first one is Elsie from the very popular reality TV show on Netflix, Love is Blind. Elsie is good friends with both Kelsey and I. We love her. We adore her. I love her podcast. She has such great energy. She's such a great fit to this podcast.
Yeah.
She's such a great addition. So she will be joining us very soon. And she will just bring a whole nother vibe to this podcast that I think you guys will love just as much as we do. So we're going to have her come on. And then also, we're going to have another mutual friend of ours, Justin Cole Adams of Justin Takes the Batch. He will be joining us as well as a special co-host. And he also has an incredible energy, amazing spirit. I absolutely love, I've actually never met him in person, funny enough, but I love his vibe and his aura. So I cannot wait for him to join us as well. So
the best.
I just can't wait. That's going to be so much fun.
I love them both. We're both nuts over both of them. Like, so it works out so great.
We are.
Just, they're like this, the purest souls.
Yeah, it's just a love fest.
Yes, it is a love fest.
It is a love fest, and they are both incredible podcasters. So I'm excited. Kelsey's excited. I hope you guys are excited as well to have these new additions to our podcast, to Batch After Dark. So, and oh my gosh, do we have some great people lined up to come on?
Yay!
You guys will love the episodes we have coming up. So we just wanted to give you guys a heads up before you listened and was like, wait a minute, where's Kelsey or where's Aaron? We just want to make sure that you guys know why this would be happening. So hope you guys are on board with that. We are really, really excited about it. So Kelsey, you watched the latest episode of The Bachelorette, right?
Yes, just today, finally, because I have Hulu. I don't have normal TV, so I have to wait till it comes out on Hulu.
I actually watched it late as well. So I think that we should kind of do a fun little recap because we're kind of getting to midway, like halfway in the season already.
It's crazy. It feels like it just started, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just time is absolutely flying by. And it's just crazy how we're already like so far in. And we've met so many great guys. So why don't we kind of give our like highlights, I guess, of the season so far? How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. So who have been your favorites so far?
So I love Andrew, obviously the lawyer. He's a favorite. I really like Trey, and I really, really liked the other Andrew. I don't remember his last name, but he's the one that does the British accent all the time. He's like, I need longer
Andrew
than 5 seconds. I really liked tonight when he was like, she can make her own choices. We don't have to tell her. Like, she'll see through him herself. Like, I love that energy. Like, I understood Trey, and I love Trey. I always have. But I really respected how Andrew looked at the situation. Did you feel that way? Or were you more on Trey's side of, like, being protective?
I was kind of torn, to be honest, because I could see both sides. I could see both sides. I really respect Trey and I really respect Andrew S. So I felt like I didn't really want to choose sides in that situation.
Yeah.
But I really like Andrew S. a lot. I think that I hope that he goes really far because I think that he is a solid quality guy. And I have to, you know, mention that he's already kind of part of Bachelor Nation being Clay's cousin. And a good friend of Destin's.
Yeah, I just found that out today too. So what are some highlights for you so far?
So I still really like Greg. I liked that they had that really solid connection at first. You know, he was her first impression rose, of course. And I still like him. I'm a little bit unsure of him at this point as far as, you know, how far he'll go because I'm not sure that he is always being like his true authentic self, I guess you could say. But I do appreciate their chemistry. I do appreciate their connection.
Did you feel a connection in tonight's episode?
I did. I think that there are stronger connections there though, for sure. Oh, when they were doing like the dirty talk, I thought Greg really did not do well with that. What were your thoughts on that?
It was fucking weird. I think what happened was they said, like, oh, they can't hear you. And then I think he was just killing time and thought like, well, this won't be aired. And if they can't hear me, then maybe it won't, you know? So he was just like shooting from the hip being a dork. And, you know, maybe he did it with the intention of thinking like, oh, this won't air because that was so weird. What movie is that on? Oh, Horrible Bosses. Bend you over and show you the 50 states. That line is from Horrible Bosses, I believe. I believe that's what he was doing, but that was hilarious. Don't forget about Florida, he says, or something like that. That was so funny.
Yes. Nice reference, Kelsey. I'm very impressed.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I thought that was super awkward. I thought that was super awkward. I thought that we could have done without that.
Yeah. It was weird. Katie.
Yeah.
vibe of the two women with her? Are you still liking the energy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I do. I really like it. I think that one would be fine. Like, I think that if it was just Tayshia or just Caitlin, right, it would be fine as well. Like, I don't think that it'd be a problem to have just one, but I understand why they have two, just because it's such a big, you know, it's such a big role, right? But I think now going into Michelle's season, maybe they could just have one.
Honestly, like, I love both ladies. Like, I'm a huge fan of both of them. But in the dates, two is fun. But at the rose ceremony, for me, two seems like a lot. Like, when they both come up. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It feels like a lot to me.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think
wish it was one of them.
I don't think...
Like, yeah. I wish one of them would come up and be like, this is the last rose. Yeah. Instead of both of them. I don't know why.
Right. No, I agree with you. I think that's true. I think that going forward, I hope that they just have one, because I do think that one would be just fine. And especially because they both gotten their feet wet, you know, doing
totally
a hosting role, right?
Yeah.
They should be...
I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. Yeah. When is
yeah,
her season coming out?
Michelle's season comes out in, I think they're filming next month in July. And I think it comes out in end of September, maybe.
Oh.
October? We have to talk about Blake, though. We have to talk about Blake Moynes coming in. And
yeah.
I'm excited too. How did you feel about the vibe between them?
I thought it was like electric.
Yep.
Like, it was like the moment they saw each other. And it was like, even watching it, it's like, even without all the music, it was just so potent, which I love. It just felt so authentic. And I don't know if it's because they both had little crushes, you know, before on Instagram. And that's why it was so, but I just think sometimes you just vibe, and they definitely did.
Yeah.
It felt very serendipitous. Did it not?
Yeah. It was like a meet cute.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It seemed like a lot of chemistry right away. Like
organic.
Yeah. Very natural. And a lot of sexual tension I felt right off the bat.
So much sexual tension right off the bat. I totally felt that. Did you like when every time he left, he was like, "You look great, by the way." That was my favorite thing. Do you remember that? Both times. Yeah. It was so cute. I died.
Yeah, that was adorable. He seems like quite the gentleman, to be honest. I feel like he was, you know, raised really well. So I'm excited to kind of see more from him. And that very last scene where he's like outside of his hotel, poor guy, it was 5 a.m. Did you know that?
In his boxers. No, he looked tired.
It was 5 a.m. I don't remember where I saw that, but yeah. So they had been doing the rose ceremony. I think they'd like started the cocktail party at like midnight. So this was 5 a.m. That's why he was like totally out for the count. He was probably dead to the world, asleep, poor guy. And so, but he seemed very excited to see her. And yeah, I thought he was going to kiss her though. Did you think he was going to kiss her?
Oh, he wanted to. They both wanted to, but I think they just felt like it was too early. But yeah, I think the guys are going to be pretty hard on him, particularly Hunter, maybe. They're going to give Hunter a bad edit, it looks like, but I don't think he has it coming. What I mean by that is, like, you know, Frankenbites? You know, when they voice over all the shit? You could tell even in the previews, like when he said he deserved it coming to him or whatever, there's no way in fucking hell that Hunter said that about someone that he hurt. You know, there's just not. He probably, they had that clip from something and edited in there.
Yeah.
As they do so many things to make him look, you know, like the bad guy.
Yeah, I think that clip was probably about Thomas, is what I'm thinking. And they used it for...
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Naughty. They're super naughty.
Super naughty production. Well, we love you, Hunter. We have your back. We know you're a good guy. You know, the editing won't change that. I hope that it's not too hard on you. I do worry. You know, I worry about everyone's, you know,
mental health after this show.
Thank you.
Mental health. With them.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Paradise is coming. I'm worried too, man. Yeah.
I know.
I get that.
But yeah, I can't wait to see the sexual energy between the two of them explode. That's going to be so fun to see.
Too.
And, you know, maybe she will step out of the box and not wait till the fantasy suites. We'll have to see. We'll definitely be talking about that for sure.
Yeah.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We just wanted to give you a little bit of an insight into our lives and how it, you know, how we're going to balance all of this. And we're just having so much fun with it. And we wish we could record more often, but it, you know, scheduling is just so difficult sometimes. So we want to be real with you guys. And the other thing too, is that I want to make sure that you guys know the reason we're doing this podcast is to normalize talking about sex within Bachelor Nation. We think that it's very, very important for us to do that and support talking about sexuality.
Yeah. Here for it. Literally.
She's literally here for it. All right, guys. Well, that is all for tonight, but we wanted to thank you guys for listening, and please do give us a follow on Instagram at Batch After Dark Pod. And of course, you can always email us at batchafterdark@gmail.com if you have any fun guest requests, or if you want us to have a special guest co-host, we are always up for that as well. So,
oh, that's a good idea too.
We're just here for you guys. We just want to make sure that, you know, you're loving what we're putting out, because we love to
be able
to do this.
We just want to pleasure you. We just want to pleasure you guys.
We just want to pleasure you. That's right. So we hope you enjoyed, and please do come back for the next episode of Bash After Dark. For this one, I'm Erin, and
I'm Kelsey.
Till next time, guys.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.